This is Brad.
Hey, Brad. It's Joel with Bank of Cardiff. How are you?
Hey, John. Good. Doing well. How are you?
Good. Thanks for asking. Is this a good time to chat for you?
You bet.
Okay, cool. So I just wanted to run a...
I'm going to give you a ring later.
Oh, okay.
I have a few others to give a call to.
Oh, nice. Well, I'm glad I got to you first. Cool. So I just wanted to run some numbers by you. What I saw some notes from Nicole when she talked to you that you were more interested in a shorter term, I guess you can say, like a 6, 9, or 12. 6 or 9 or 12.
Well, yeah, not necessarily the term, but I wanted to be able to draw on it.
Mm-hmm.
And then repay it, draw on it, and repay it.
Okay, cool.
But the term can be any amount of time, as long as we can, you know, don't have a prepayment penalty, and we can pay it off.
Yeah, we actually have a discount when you pay it back early. You get the discount on the remaining balance, basically.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. What amount were you looking to get, immediately or, in the next week or so?
Well, we were talking about
$100,000, okay.
You know, to have a line of credit of that much. I mean, I may take 50 now, and then, but up to...
Mm-hmm. Okay, so 50 now, but then up to 100.
Yeah.
Okay. And then...
if you qualify for more, I mean, we'd consider doing more as well.
Yeah, okay, cool. We have you approved up to 100 and 1,000. And 100 and 1,000.
Okay.
And it's actually a pretty good deal on it too, but the only thing is just refresh you how our loan works is not exactly like a traditional line of credit where you can pull money from it and then you can just write checks from it, things like that. What we do is whatever amount you decide, we deposit the money into your account and then you can use it for whatever you need. You can prepay it, and then once you prepay it, we can get you updated approval and get you more money. So you are approved for $101,000, but if you don't need the full amount right now, I would recommend just getting whatever it is that you need now, so that way you can save on interest and things like that.
Okay.
But it's up to you. You can take the full amount if you want, or you can just take whatever you need right now.
And then, so we can do 50 now and then 50 in a month, that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
Cool. So what I
and
have...
And then do we have to do a new paperwork each time we do one of these tranches, or how does that work?
All we need is updated bank statements. Basically, let's just say, for example, in a few months you want additional capital, we'll just need updated bank statements because we need 6 most recent months. So let's just say in 2 months you want more capital, we'll just need those 2 months of bank statements.
Right. Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
And then... Go ahead, sir.
I'm sorry, what is the interest rate?
Okay. Let me just go back real quick. I just want to make sure I got the right information from you. So you say let's just say ideally, you do 50 now, and you said another 50 in a month. Would that be how soon you would need it by, the next 50?
Yeah, probably.
Oh, okay. Well, then, in that case, then I would recommend just taking the full thing right now, then. So that saved you time and then everything like that.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So for the 100, let me just give you the calculation here. 108. Okay. So on the $101,000and $18, your total payback would be $126.
At what term?
Sorry?
During that term, when would we have to pay the 126?
So it's a the term itself is over a course of 18 months, but obviously you can pay back early if you want to. It's at a payment of $318 a day, Monday through Friday only, at 22 business day a month.
Okay, so it's $318 per day, and that's principal and interest?
Mm-hmm, yep, principal and interest together.
And so let me make sure I understand how this works.
Okay.
So $15,000, starting tomorrow, we'd be paying $318 a day?
Yes, only Monday through Friday.
So am I invoiced that on a monthly basis? Does that come out of my bank account on a daily basis, or
mm-hmm.
how does that work?
Sure. So from the same, so basically we'll deposit the money into the bank account that we have on file, or whichever one you choose. And then from that same account, we do automatic ACH from the account for the 318.
And you do that on a daily basis?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that gets to be like an accounting.
Sorry?
That gets to be an accounting headache, doesn't it?
Take
it back on a daily basis?
Not too much. I mean, a lot of our customers actually, I haven't heard anyone with an accounting issue with it.
Okay. And there's not a plan where we can pay you the principal and interest on a monthly basis?
It looks like, so basically, since you're a first-time borrower, we do have those programs available. We have daily, weekly, and monthly. It's just that for first-time borrowers, usually it's either the daily or the weekly, depending on what you qualify for. And it looks like the reason why we were only able to get you the daily option this time around is because we have the percentage of ownership we have on file is very low. So that's why right now we will start you on the daily, and then next time basically we're a relationship-based bank. So the next time you borrow with us, there's going to be more options for you. You know, you have a good payback history with us, so it'll open you to, you know, more options.
Okay. But we're already paying a pretty high interest rate.
Sorry?
The interest rate is pretty high. I'm speculating right now.
We actually got you one of the better programs here. We are only able to offer this to a couple customers a month. We actually had a pretty good rate, just because the credit was pretty good.
It's like 17%.
I'm sorry?
And that comes out to about 17%.
It's not the 17% specifically, because it's not an APR. Because a lot of APRs, let's say, for example, like a credit card APR is about 17-20%. But at the end of it, you end up paying more than just 17% of, you know, what you owed on your principal. For us, we don't like to do the APR because it always ends up being more than what the customer expects it to be. What we do is it's a rate factor. So basically, let's say, for example, like 10 cents on a dollar. So every dollar you borrow, you only pay 10 cents of interest on it. For your specific term, we have it as a 25 cents. So every dollar is a 25 cents interest on it.
That's 25% interest.
I guess you can say it that way because it's 25 cents on the dollar, but it's different from, you know, the idea of the APR, the APR that you're used to. You're kind of comparing like apples to oranges in a way, if that makes sense.
You know, you got to figure out, you got to calculate some kind of interest. And if I take 25, you know, if I borrow 100 and I pay back on 126,
mm-hmm.
and it comes later, so it costs me 26, that's it, it's 17%.
Okay. I mean, I see what you're saying, but basically, the one that you have is basically 25 cents on a dollar, basic 25 cents interest per dollar you borrow, and not 25% of the principal, like APR.
I mean, what I borrow is principal.
Sorry?
What I'm borrowing is
I mean, it's just a different name for the same thing.
Well, because your loan is not annualized; it's rate factor.
Right. So it's a okay. So it's a rate factor. So I'm paying back 25 cents for every dollar I pay back, every dollar I borrow.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. That just seems a lot higher than what I was expecting.
And again, you know, if you pay back early, you get a discount on it. And the discount, once I generate the docs, I'll be able to see what your discount is going to be for your specific loan. Usually it's around 20% discount.
Okay, if we pay back early.
Mm-hmm.
So in essence, instead of paying 25 cents back, I'm paying 20 cents back.
I can't do the math that fast, but it's something like that.
Okay.
Do you want me to just generate some docs for you to review?
Yeah, could you generate some different options?
Sure,
or,
I can.
You know, just understand, you know, what the effect is.
Yeah, sure. I'll just need a driver's license and a voided check from you.
Okay.
And then you can just... Sorry, go ahead.
So I need that before we sign an agreement?
Yeah, so basically I need those two, the driver's license and voided check to generate the documents.
Oh.
It's basically just saying you are who you are, basically.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, because okay. These are legal documents, so you want to make sure, you know, we, you know, cross our T's and dot our I's.
Yeah.
Okay. Cool, and then you can just email it to me.
Okay.
Alrighty.
I'll probably do that today.
Okay, sure, no problem. I'll just look out for it.
Okay.
And then if you have any other additional questions in the meantime, feel free to call me anytime to discuss.
Okay, well, it'll help, you know, once I see the documents.
Okay, sounds good. Thanks, Brad. Talk to you later.
Okay, thanks, y'all. Bye-bye.
Mm-hmm. Bye.